When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. August 28, 1963, 250,000 people assembled at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, 100 years after emancipation. An appeal for civil rights legislation brought black and white together in peaceful protest. Now, most of us know those few facts, but there's more to the story. Several speakers and performers were invited to take the platform on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial that day. Event organizers juggled the daunting task of scheduling rock stars, activists, and preachers to determine who would go when and for how long. Martin Luther King Jr. was the last speaker that afternoon, not by choice, but by humble resignation. No one else wanted the final slot, fearing that the media would not stick around to cover their moment in the spotlight. Well, King agreed to go last and to limit his remarks to only 4 minutes. Now, if you've listened to King's speech, which was added to the United States National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress in 2002, you know it went a tad bit longer. 4 times longer, as a matter of fact. King didn't have to worry about news reporters or the crowd not sticking around to hear every last syllable of his 16-minute address. Now, before you go thinking that King was not a man of his word who promised to keep it brief, the speech went long at the request of another guest on the platform. He had not intended to deliver the iconic "I Have a Dream" talk, but during a pause in his prepared speech that day, Mahalia Jackson, one of the featured singers at the event, called out from behind the podium, "Tell them about the dream," referring to a speech that King had delivered 2 months earlier in Detroit. Honoring her request, he departed from his notes and delivered off the cuff the now infamous dream speech. Those 4 captivating words, "I have a dream," were repeated 8 times in his oration and are memorialized in granite to mark the spot where such heartfelt last words spoken became lasting inspiration for following generations. Now, we may borrow the powerful sentiment, incorporating it into everyday motivation from greeting cards to billboards and halftime speeches and fiery sermons, but don't try to deliver his famed talk in its entirety. It's copyrighted until 2038 in the United States. What's the most memorable speech you've ever heard? And how did those words impact you personally? Maybe we could pass along together a meaningful challenge if you'd be willing to share your thoughts with me. You can get in touch at westcentralmoinfo.com and go to the Country Gal Corral page, or send me a message on our Ag 1280 Facebook page. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.